know himself, raising on down himself, to rise and return. He took her by the little white hand, he led her through the hall, and seated her at the head of the table, amongst old gentlemen all. And seated her at the head of the table, amongst old ladies all. Is this your bride, Lord Thomas, she said, oh, I think she's scarlet brown. When you once could have married this fair lady, as ever the sun shined on. The brown girl had a little penknife, were both keen and sharp. She put it against Fairland's breast and pierced it through her heart. Oh, don't you see, Lord Thomas, she said, her can't you very well see. Don't you see my own heart's blood come trickling to my knee. He took the brown girl by the right hand, he led her through the hall, and with his broadsword cut off her head and kicked it against a wall. He put the sword against the ground, the pine towards his heart, saying there were no three true lovers to meet so soon as these two part. Well, lend your aid to me, mother dear, pray lend your aid a while. Must I go to Lord Thomas's wedding, tarry at home and moan? The brown girl, she has house and land, fair Ellen, there she has none. If you would take my advice, go bring the brown girl home. I'll venture life, I'll venture death, Lord Thomas's wedding I'll go. She dressed herself in scarlet red, her mates were blue and green, and every town that she rode through, they taken her to be some queen. She rode right on till she got there and tingled at the ring.